Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation, and I'm so grateful that you've joined me. We're on day two in our discussion and meditation today about direction. In James chapter 2, verse 12, the scriptures say, "So whatever you say or whatever you do, remember that you will be judged by the law that sets you free. There will be no mercy for those who have not shown mercy to others, but if you have been merciful, God will be merciful when he judges you." Now, this picture is that we recognize God will judge us, and I think we all understand that. But we also know that God desires deeply to judge us mercifully, that he has given us a few rules by which if we follow them, then we give him every reason to judge us mercifully. And I believe the direction that we want to set for our life is such that sets that in motion, that the Lord would judge us mercifully. And the scriptures are pretty clear here. To do so, we are to be merciful people. I like what the scriptures say, that inside, that we are to remember in our soul, deep down, that we'll be judged by the law. And then these words happen, these four words, that sets you free. Now, what we know is that Christ is the fulfillment of the law. Jesus came to complete the law, that we are set free from the law because of the grace and the mercy that Christ Jesus has given to us by his sacrificial gift on the cross and his resurrection, that he has set us free from the power of sin, that we might act and live and find direction in our life with his mercy. It is by his grace that we could do this. Otherwise, we would never extend mercy. So today, before we head into a time of meditation, would you join me in this prayer? Lord God, we're grateful today that you extend mercy to us, that you extend so much mercy, fresh and new each day, that our cup can be overflowing with mercy to the degree that we can extend it to those around us. God, be merciful on us, that we might extend so much mercy that it simply becomes part of our nature. And in that, let us find direction, following in your footsteps, day by day, moment by moment, so that we might, Father, fall more in love with you as we act and lead and love more like you, with greater mercy day by day. And then finish this time of prayer by telling the Lord something you're grateful for right now. Lord, I'm grateful for, and then finish that sentence. And then on behalf of someone that's near and dear to you and your family, just ask the Lord to wash them so much with mercy today. They could not help but recognize that God himself is pouring out his mercy on them right now. And then finish this time of prayer by asking the Lord to make you aware of the new mercies he's provided for you today, that you might count them as a great gift from a God who loves you dearly. And now, as we prepare to head into a time of quietude and solitude and stillness, would you take just a moment and let's breathe. Let's take a couple of deep breaths and kind of draw that as a line from the hustle and the bustle of life, and it separates us from what the peace and serenity found in listening to God might sound like. Let's breathe. Draw it in deeply and hold it, and then let it go. This time, bring it in through your nose and hold it, and then when you get ready to let it go, just force that air out. You ready? And now, as you prepared yourself for the opportunity to stop and listen to God, make sure that you have gotten into a place of quietude, solitude. It may be because you've got headphones on. It might be because you're alone. But whatever it is, find a place where you can just relax. You can let the tension in your shoulders and your neck go free. You can let your facial muscles hang free. And you can literally just get your mind focused on one thing and one thing at all, then that is that you might take this moment to hear from God. They may come in promptings, they might come in nudges, they might come in shoves and pushes and pulls, and you might hear audibly the voice of God, but however you hear him today, be sure to store that in your heart and to act upon it. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back just shortly. And I'm back. I know you enjoyed that time to listen to the Lord, and let me leave you with this thought from the 23rd Psalm in verse 6. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. What a beautiful direction to head toward, the house of the Lord forever. And that is found, my friend, when we choose to extend mercy that has been extended to us, to extend grace that has been extended to us, and to extend God's love that has been offered to us. Surely, goodness and unfailing love, he will pursue us with those things. My friend, today, walk in the direction of the divine and extend great mercy. God bless you. I'll see you back tomorrow for day 3 on direction in our weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Bye now.